Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Always a pleasure to be joined by NBA analyst for ESPN Insider. You can follow him on Twitter at @KPelton. He is Kevin Pelton. Kevin, how are you?
I'm good. Excited for the start of this series.
How bad were the semifinals in the Eastern Conference compared to the semifinals in the Western Conference?
Well, you know, there was some drama in that Toronto-Miami series, but not a lot of good basketball in that one. So it seems like Toronto finally may have found something in Game 7. Well, maybe that'll allow somebody to finally challenge Cleveland, who has been dominant so far. But, yeah, far and away the two best series in the West during the semifinals. You know, the thriller between Oklahoma City and San Antonio, and I think a surprisingly good series between Golden State and Portland.
Do the Raptors have a chance against the Cavs, and what have you made of the difference in style in terms of the Cavs and how many three-pointers they're shooting?
Yeah, it's clearly a strategic thing, I think, if that's something they want to do. And then it's also a product of the fact that they've just got better ball movement than I think we've seen at any point during the LeBron's second era there. Maybe last year in that first round against Boston was the one place they sort of got to this point. And then Kevin Love went out with that shoulder injury, and they went into a very different style, you know, that we saw in the finals with LeBron essentially holding the ball, trying to run the clock down and slow the game down as much as possible against a team like Golden State. So now we're seeing a lot more Channing Frye. We're seeing Kevin Love at center occasionally. I think something that will probably come up during the conference finals here. And those two moves are putting a lot more shooting on the floor. And if they're continuing to knock them down at a 40% plus clip like they did during the regular season and have in the playoffs, you're going to want to keep firing as many of those as possible. Does Toronto have a chance? I think so if they play like they did in Game 7. If Kyle Lowry keeps shooting the ball well, he shot 44% from three in their wins against Miami and 22% in their losses. So that's been a big improvement, you know, since he was struggling with that elbow injury in the first round and early against Miami, and now he seems to have gotten it going.
Here I go, Kevin. I'm going to put you on the spot. How do you see the series going between OKC and the Warriors?
Well, I picked the Warriors in five, which might seem kind of crazy after Oklahoma City, you know, pulled off this impressive upset against the San Antonio team that, just like Golden State, was, you know, historically good during the regular season. But I think a lot of what they were able to do in terms of playing two big men and, you know, just overwhelming San Antonio with their athleticism, I don't think that's going to translate against Golden State. And really, I think the key to this series is, you know, just how much Steve Kerr is willing to deploy the death lineup, because it was unstoppable against Oklahoma City in the regular season. It was a big factor in that come from behind win at OKC after the All-Star break that Steph Curry won with the deep three-pointer. And I think there's a close game and Kerr goes to that lineup, it can make a difference pretty much every time.
How do you see that chess match going back and forth between OKC playing Cantor and who's the other big ugly guy that I can't think of right now?
Steven Adams. Yeah, I just don't think you can use that lineup in this series, because, you know, it's not even just about quickness. It's also the shooting and passing ability to force those guys to defend all over the court for, you know, 15, 20 seconds at a time. San Antonio was mostly playing an isolation style, and that's a lot easier for big guys to handle. When Golden State starts moving the ball, you're going to get them in trouble as help defenders.
Kevin, how confident are you with OKC in regard to their basketball IQ? We all know they have the talent, but in the end, in a close game, they tend to just, you know, things go haywire. I'm wondering, by them beating the Spurs, have they passed that test? Have you seen them come of age?
I think that definitely was a good sign in that regard, because we saw a couple of things. First off, the focus to be able to take advantage of the fact that they had the edge in terms of, you know, quickness, speed, athleticism, all of that. You know, they did manage to win some close games in that series. Lost game three in a fairly close game, but, you know, pulled out game two in crazy fashion, and then won game four in in game five in close matchups. So, you know, that was an issue for them the regular season, but I don't think typically that's something that tends to carry over to the playoffs when teams unexpectedly struggle in clutch situations. So I wouldn't necessarily count on that being the edge for the Warriors here.
Kevin Pelton, NBA analyst for ESPN Insider. Follow him on Twitter, at K Pelton. Kind enough to join us, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah here on 95.7 The Game. What do you make of Billy Donovan as the head coach so far? I know it's his first year in the NBA, but there was a lot of ridicule of him early, but now he's got him in the conference finals. What do you make of Billy D so far?
I think we've definitely seen the learning curve, the growth curve over the course of his season. You know, at the beginning of the year, it was hard to point to any ways that he was really doing things differently than Scott Brooks. And as the season has gone on, and especially in the playoffs, we've started to see more adjustments that we didn't sometimes see from the Thunder in the playoffs. He started playing Durant and Westbrook separately so that there weren't any minutes with both of those guys on the bench. And that actually was really a key factor against San Antonio, because the Thunder outplayed the Spurs bench, which had been their strength all season long. And, you know, Durant is the focal point of that second unit, was really key to that. And, you know, we saw with the Adams Cantor lineup that he threw out there against San Antonio, he's willing to just try things a little bit and then figure out what works. I think he's going to have less options that work in this series, but I still give him a chance to, you know, keep up strategically with Steve Kerr and company.
Kevin, can you help me understand what has happened to Serge Ibaka? I mean, the Thunder traded James Harden thinking this guy was going to step up and be the third scorer, but now he just seems to be on the perimeter and no longer aggressive around the rim. Is that just me, or have you saw that from Serge?
No, that's absolutely the case. And, you know, I think there was always this evolution in his game where, like you said, he drifted a little bit more to the perimeter. And for a while, I think that worked well because he gave them spacing. And he still had the option from time to time of reverting back to the finisher that he was early in his career. But I think what we've seen this year is he's the same kind of athlete he was as a young player. That's gone downhill, and he's not having the same impact defensively. So even I think if he, you know, wanted to go back to being that athlete around the rim, presence in the paint, I don't think he could do that offensively at this point because he's just not that kind of athlete.
Who's got a better crowd? Because we took a lot of pride for Roracle over here in Oakland, but I'm hearing OKC is as tough a place to play as anywhere else. I'm not sure if you've been to either of the games or if you know people that have. How would you rank the two crowds?
You know, I think Golden State's probably going to be tough to beat almost always as a home crowd. The one thing is you see, you know, maybe saw this in Game 5 against Portland a little bit. When those tickets start to get more expensive, the crowd is not quite the same as it is, you know, during a regular season game, maybe where it's the longtime Warriors fans, the loyalists who have been so loud in that arena and appreciative of everything this team is doing after years of struggling. So, you know, there's a little bit more of taking it for granted, I would say, maybe in Golden State at this point in the playoffs. But when the situation calls for it, they're still going to get loud, and you know that.
Steph Curry was named unanimous MVP, first time ever in the association. And I'm wondering, from my vantage point, that was right. I thought he had a phenomenal season. What were your thoughts on Steph Curry becoming the first unanimous MVP?
Yeah, I thought that he absolutely deserved to do that. I wrote about this after that OKC game, where that was kind of the high point, I think, of his season at any point. And, you know, it's hard to make a case that anyone had a better MVP resume than Steph Curry. When you look at what he did individually in terms of submitting, you know, probably the best offensive season in NBA history, one of the best overall seasons in NBA history, and then what the Warriors did as a team, winning the most games in NBA history.
He is Kevin Pelton, NBA analyst for ESPN Insider. You can follow him on Twitter, at K Pelton. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Always appreciate you having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.